Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes, only on Sunday, only 30 minutes.
Only on Sunday. Your host TAZ. By myself again, y'all. And it's getting to be a coincidence. So this may be one of the last shows I do until I make sure I got some folks on. I see somebody just called in. I know who it is. 850.
Hey.
What's up?
Oh, not much. I'm just trying to call in and it cut me off twice.
Yeah, it's a new number. You see that, right?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. We had problems. I had to keep putting people on conference call. I called Blog Talk. I said, hey, I can't be doing this, dog. Y'all need to get this number right.
I hear you.
And then when they flipped the number on me, I was all out there. I'm like, Lord, I don't even know this number by heart no more. So it's good hearing from you. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah,
how
I know
you?
What those are. I'm doing good. I know what those headaches can be like. I have them every day, but they just going up and down in a mild state, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's worse than others. Yeah.
But
the first thing I want to say is give you the case count and the death count. It's 1.6 million cases, 97,400. And 17 deaths as of 2:07 Eastern Standard Time. That was the last time I checked. This is so sad and heartbreaking. And hearing the stories of different people that passed away and different situations that happened. I mean, it is so sad. I guess you're feeling the same way, obviously.
Yeah, I was on Twitter this about an hour ago and looked at some video of the lakes at Ozark and down in Daytona, and it's just jam-packed with people, and I don't understand. I really don't. It's like you are so anxious to get out that you don't care if you are harming yourself or somebody else. Because maybe you won't get it, but if you're a carrier, you're going to give it to somebody else. And then I just read there was a pool party with some kids, and out of the 24 kids that went to the party, 14 of them have now tested positive for the coronavirus, and they're between the ages of 15 and 24. So that whole thing about if I'm young and healthy, I can't get it, that's nonsense.
Yeah. Yep. That's nonsense. It at first they didn't know, so I can't call it a lie because they didn't know. Yeah.
Right. I mean, this is new. So when they tell us, you know, wear a mask, wear gloves, don't wear gloves, you know, social distancing, everything is an opportunity to learn something else. Don't just assume because we didn't know one thing in the beginning and we know a little more each time that it's not new information. Take it to heart and do it right. It's just ridiculous.
There was a doctor that he was on NBC, and he was on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
And he had his gloves on. He had his mask on. He still got it.
Yeah.
And when they interviewed him afterwards, he was laying, you know, recuperating on the 14-day quarantine, he said that he think he got it through his eyes.
Nothing surprises me right now. I'm not surprised. And I think that a lot of what people have not understood is that you can't keep wearing the same gloves over and over. You have to take that mask off. You have to wash it. If it's disposable, throw it away. Get a fresh one. Don't just wear it in the store. Come back out and stick it in your car or your purse or whatever, wherever you put it, and then put it back on. The germs don't die that fast. So I think that that's where people are getting confused. They're like, well, I'm wearing gloves and I'm wearing a mask, but you can't just keep rewearing them.
Right.
Once you touch things, the chances of you getting it, it's right there. Wash your hands. Stop touching your face.
It's just this thing is so confusing and crazy that you don't know. You know, you got to take all precautions. And
absolutely.
No matter how far-fetched they are, because people were laughing at me. I don't know if you've seen the post I put on Facebook. And I had that ski mask on with the big glasses.
Yeah,
and I said, ain't having it. I said, ain't having it. Somebody said, you look like one of your characters in the comic books that you write.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what?
I was safe. I was safe, though. I felt all right walking in the grocery store. I was looking crazy, but oh well. Everybody else looking crazy in here. We all look like robbers.
Yeah.
Trump is playing golf during this Memorial Day weekend, and we're almost nearing 100,000 deaths. And he's playing golf during the pandemic. I know how you feel about him, but does this make it any worse? I mean, I already know he didn't care. You could tell that. The slow response to the pandemic can tell you that. And him not making it mandatory to get all that PPE gear for the hospitals, not making it a government where the federal government can be in charge of distributing and getting this stuff out and making sure everybody got the right amount and nobody is left behind. He didn't do that, but he did it for the workers in those meat houses, making them come back and making it mandatory they go back to work. So you could tell where his priorities are all jacked up. Your opinion on fat-ass Trump playing golf.
Listen, he made it very clear from the very beginning. He first said the virus was a hoax. Then when he found out it's affecting people of color more rapidly than any other group of people, when he found out certain states were more prone to it than others, he's made it very clear that this is an opportunity for him to weed out those he's not interested in. Him going on a golfing trip, they've opened up Trump Towers, Mar-a-Lago's open, everything's open. So he's made it very clear that the things he's interested in are driven by economics and not by human race. He doesn't care about people. He never has. And those same people that think that vote for him are the people he cares the least for.
Right, right.
Poor white people are not his concern. But they love him.
He's only worried about their votes. That's all that is.
Right. Right.
Yeah, catering to what their racial divide and how they feel about the country. That's about
right.
It. When Biden said in a joking way, if you vote for Trump, you're not black. they had that they had a meme with Rachel, that girl Domicile. I can't say her last name. The
right,
girl
Rachel
that was in charge of the
one
that's white
black.
That pretended she black. The meme said, like he said, y'all ain't black. And I fell out my computer chair.
Mm-hmm.
When I seen the meme say that, I was like, oh my lord. And also Trump is selling T-shirts do a $1 million ad with that. If you vote for Trump, you're not black, by having that on the T-shirt. So
yeah,
what is your thoughts on that crazy?
You know, I'm at a place right now where anytime somebody says something, I don't hold them to those words because that's not what we've been able to do to the president. So I'm not going to judge Joe Biden by the same standard that they don't judge the president. So he says something, nobody holds him accountable. But suddenly Fox News and a bunch of people who could care less about us, who've never cared anything about us, who've never been interested
right.
in us, suddenly have a big
right.
desire to – they feel slighted that he has not apologized, that he's the worst person ever. But the man in the White House has said that there are good people on both sides. When you've got people who are running, killing black people, who when he won't go to Michigan and he doesn't care about their water, he doesn't care. He won't go to Flint. He won't. Horrible comments about Haiti and other places, called them shithole countries. So why is this somebody who now they're all outraged because Joe Biden said one thing in a joke and apologized for, and this man has never apologized for anything. So
he's locking up brown babies.
Yes.
In
yes.
cages.
And so all of that, if you're not mad at him about that, walk away from this one. You don't have a right to talk any. You don't have a right to talk any noise.
Speaking of Biden, who do you want his VP to be? I mean, do you got any favorites, or are you leaning one way, or?
I know that everybody would really like to see Stacey Abrams as the VP. I'm not prepared for her yet. I find her as engaging as most do, but I don't know that America will find her as engaging. I think he needs to kind of stay a little bit towards the middle. I need for him to choose a woman, yes, but I need for him to choose a woman who doesn't have a single-minded direction that she'd like to see the country go. I feel like Stacey Abrams is absolutely, if you want to forward step people of color, that's your person. But if we want somebody who's got a bigger agenda, I'm leaning towards Elizabeth Warren.
Okay. My pick first, I like your girl, Val Demings. I like her a lot. But then,
yeah.
I like Stacey Abrams too. Mm-hmm. But the only person that ain't black I would agree with is Elizabeth Warren. That was it. I was like, if you gotta pick a white lady,
that's
I want Elizabeth. But then again, I like the lady, I like the governor in Michigan too.
Like her too.
I like her too, but I put Elizabeth higher than her. You know what I'm saying?
I do. And the only reason is because Michigan has been fighting so long to get Flint and the water and everything else under control. I think she needs to stay there because I think that's one of the best opportunities Michigan has if Biden becomes president to get things taken care of. I think her voice is well known and loud enough to keep them moving in a forward direction, and they'll finally get something done about it. But I think she's their best bet at this point. If she's out of the mix and as vice president, she can't just be the person who's looking out for Michigan. Her scope has to be bigger, and I'm afraid things will get dropped somewhere along the way. So I kind of want her where she is. I think she's going to be their best advocate. But the only reason I say Elizabeth Warren is
I
feel
like
her. She's all people and not just a particular section, you know, sector
group
that she's interested in. So
also, Go on.
Hello,
D. Lovin. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I said he's got some good choices. He's got some outstanding women to choose from. And since he has put the stamp on it and said, I'm choosing a woman, I feel like at this point the vetting process is going well, and whoever they choose, we're going to be good. He's going to have a good run. They're going to be a good power team, a power couple.
I tell you what, I just don't want no wishy-washy woman that I didn't know of, like when Hillary picked old boy from Virginia, Tim Kaine, that was the name, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, that hit like a dud. It didn't make no kind of noise. And I'm like, she should have picked Bernie for all we
care.
Yeah.
That would have been
one.
Yeah, but I think Bernie wasn't interested, just based on all the information I've heard, you know, since that whole fiasco. But I feel like as long as he does pick someone who we have some familiarity with, I think he'll be fine. It'll be a good mix. Go ahead.
I'm even good with Keisha Lance Bottoms. The mayor out of Atlanta.
Yeah, my fellow Rattler, my fellow FAMUan.
Okay, did you have anything else to add on this?
No, I do. One of the things I heard Meghan McCain talking about her father when he was running, and his biggest regret was allowing the Republican Party to influence his choice in who he chose as a running mate, which is how he got Sarah Palin. He said if he had gone with his gut, he would not have chosen her. And he said that he would have chosen, and I can't remember who it was now, darn it. Oh, gosh, I can't remember who it was. But it clearly would have been a power team, and that would have been the run for the money that Barack Obama would have had. I don't know if he could have beat him, and I can't remember who it was now.
Was he good, I guess?
Yeah.
I guess he was good then, huh?
Yeah. I have to think about it for a minute. And when it comes to my mind, I'll let you know.
New Zealand Prime Minister floats the idea of 4-day week as to help economy in wake of the corona pandemic. There will be more people working from home. How do you like that idea? Since I'm not in the workforce no more, so happy about that. a four day week. How do you feel about that? D Lovely, since you got what, one or two more years left? How do you
feel baby, one less than a month. Are you kidding me? I come out on June 3rd.
Oh, my bad. Oh, I am so sorry. And
yeah,
you better post it so I can say one of us.
Yes, I'm coming to your side, to the other side, baby.
It is so nice because look. I didn't wake up till 1 o'clock today, but I stayed up till 3 o'clock though. So
and I'm looking
you know.
Forward to being able to think. But as far as that goes, I've always encouraged the 4-day work week. I watch how it works with some agencies, and I know that they've been doing that 4-day work week for a long time. It benefits the person. It benefits the agency or the company or the business. I feel like if you can get longer hours in 4 days, that helps the people who need to utilize your business because you're not closing at the same time as everybody else. You're giving them an opportunity to leave, let's say, their job and be able to still utilize your service. And then that 3-day work week is what people have always wanted. It gives you that extra day to allow you to feel like you've had an actual weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, I would imagine so.
I've always been an advocate. Oh, Joe Lieberman, that's who he wanted.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That is who he wanted. I remember.
The
yeah,
name
that would have been a good choice.
I think so. I think Joe Lieberman would have been a good choice. He's very middle of the road, and I think people would have responded well to that teaming. So that would have given Barack a run for his money. It really would have.
But I tell you who I would have been voting for, though.
No, that wouldn't have changed my vote. I'm, you know,
that would have changed
given,
my vote.
Yeah, who didn't have a clear choice about what they wanted. They just knew what they didn't want. They saw Sarah Palin, and they were like, no, I'm not good with this at all. So she lost it for him.
It's just like Trump. I hate to be smarter than my leaders, supposed leaders. I hate to be smarter than them. If I'm smarter than
you, I feel the same way. I feel like if you talking to him, like, name the seven continents, he would start with sugar, butter,
not condiments.
Mustard.
Not
yes.
condiments. You're so stupid. Ketchup, vinegar. You know.
Mayonnaise, 157.
And then after a while he'd be going, there's more than seven. You're right. Fool. Yes, there is. You're so stupid. That was a good one. That took me back.
I know.
They said with the four day work week or work as opposed to working at home too, they said at home you lose like 35% of what you would be doing, as opposed to being in the office, you would lose like 75% because people are coming to your office, interrupting you, stopping you. You know what I'm saying?
Agree. I totally
the
agree.
Only, and the only thing that would you know, stop you is that bacon in the morning thing you wrote on Facebook.
I just,
you
he changed my mind about everything.
In the comfort of your office. And you smell
if
bacon,
I,
talk
but
about
I'm going to
you
find
get
out
ready to start working. Yeah, you get ready to start working, and you smell bacon. Oh, time for a break already? You just sat down. In D. Lovely's case, 50% of her time. Is my sister making sub sandwiches? Oh, wait a minute.
You go, wait, I believe that's my calling.
For real. You tickled me. I told Darlene that she fell out. Because she loves bacon. So she could relate. So I
told her. I'm listening. Bacon changes lives.
Oh,
I don't care what anybody says.
I'm ready to start my day and sit in my own office with no interruption. Oh, is that bacon I smell? Time for a break. What? You know, you had to post it today that day. Yes, it was hilarious.
Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, you was the poster today that day. I remember.
I remember.
That was funny.
I remember.
Everybody,
I'm doing all
everybody was falling out on it.
Man, I'm trying to stay out of people's mess. Like I said, yesterday I did a misdial and wound up in somebody's private business, and I'm like, Lord, have mercy, what did I do? And I done heard all these
people's
business.
Yeah, you messed old boy up.
Not my fault.
I read that.
He started this.
You just misdialed by one number. But you got him in all kind of trouble this weekend.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. His only option, like I said, is he need to call me on his way home, and I will call her back and pinch my nose and say, you haven't reached the hospital. And let him know the dude is in here with the Rona.
What do you say? You're going to pinch your nose? Sounded like old girl Lily Tomlin. Wondering
the party to which you were speaking.
That's funny. In Calcutta, in Calcutta, they are fining and jailing people up to 3 years if they violate COVID-19 restrictions. Should the USA do this? I say only in hotbed areas where it's really, you know, where there's restrictions are real tight and people are violating them. Do you think the U.S. should start doing this?
I don't think we should, and I don't think we could. I think that when you have a place like Calcutta, here's one of the things they have that we don't. Their fear of government and Big Brother being in charge of their lives even tells them how many children they can have. So when Big Brother tells you to do something, the chances of you winding up in prison for life because you stole some grapes is real. Here, when you have – and here's the other thing. When you are a people that all very much look similar, the rules apply to everybody the same across the board. So there's no way that this group can say, hey, you're treating them better. They all look pretty much the same. But when you're in a country like this and you try to enforce something like that, you've got a whole group that feels like they should not be held accountable to the same standards that another group is being held accountable for. So there's no way to do it across the board that would be equal, fair, and enforceable. I just don't think we could. I don't care if it's a hotbed.
I got another viewpoint on it because it was on the news today. This guy was filming it, and he worked at Costco, and he said, I tried to tell this customer that he should wear a mask.
Oh, Tyson?
While in
here. Yeah.
No, it was Costco. This was Costco.
Yeah,
right
but
here.
Tyson is the guy that was telling the people he couldn't shop if he was. That was the guy's name.
Oh, okay. And the other guy said, I feel I woke up in a free land and I shouldn't have to wear my mask, wear any mask. And I'm like, really? I think when you do that, you should go to jail. You should go to jail.
That's why it works. That's why it's not going to work.
I don't care.
There are too many people.
If you walk in somebody's store, there are people that abide by other laws. Okay. I don't feel like I need to wear a seatbelt.
Listen, if the rule says.
There's laws, other laws.
The rule says everybody should wear is supposed to wear their seatbelt. I have seen myself the number of times somebody gets pulled over, and if they're not wearing a seatbelt, some get a warning, some get something else. It just depends on
who it is.
Yeah. It's discretion.
Yeah.
But when I tell everybody to be in the house by 6 o'clock because I'm telling you, if you outside, you're going to jail, or if you defy this order, you're going to jail. There's a whole lot of people in this country who feel like that doesn't apply to me. That's for them.
Okay, let me put it another way. I still want these bums who don't wear a mask to get in trouble. The police come, and it's up to the discretion of the police. But yet, I still want some kind of to let other people know, hey, the police is gonna come. I might get a fine. I might not. I might go to jail. I might not. Maybe I need to wear this mask so I don't have no. Yeah, I don't care. It could be the discretion on the police officer, but I still need police coming in there telling that joker. Didn't you read the sign on the outside? It's just the same as when they say we will not serve you if you walk in without a shirt and without no shoes. Sure. You know what I'm saying?
You would think it's the same, but that's the way you and I feel.
Wearing a mask is so simple. It's a simple
thing. That's the way you and I feel.
You're protected.
They had a woman on Instagram or Twitter crying because she had to wear the mask for 45 minutes, and she said she couldn't see people's faces and she couldn't kiss babies, and she had a breakdown because she couldn't see the babies and kiss faces. And I'm like, I can't with you people. I can't.
Free.
That's what I was saying, but
please.
He literally said, "I won't wear it because I can't recognize people and the babies. What about the babies? I can't kiss them." And I'm like, "Lord Jesus, this is your problem. This is your whole problem." Okay.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous too. But just like the guy that had AIDS, and he wanted to throw his blood on other people because he felt like he shouldn't be the only one to have AIDS. It's the same rule. I'm waiting for the music to stop.
Yeah.
It's the same rule to me.
We said
that people should abide by, you know, whatever that store dictates. Either if it says at the beginning you got to wear your mask, well, you'd be like, well, I don't want to wear my mask. I might as well not go in this store today. You know, go somewhere else where I can wear it, where I don't have to wear a mask.
I feel like that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of it is because people who feel like this is not about them, they should not be held accountable to something that they feel is not about them. Now, the number of people who have had to repent because they said the corona wasn't real, and then they got it, and it's like, it's so real. I'm like, please, give it to so many of them.
Bitch. Don't come on crying now. Take your shit like a man or a woman.
No, for you.
Your word is invalid right now.
Yeah, and your ventilator
no
to somebody else.
and take your mask off.
Go home and figure it out. Well, go to a party with all your other friends and figure it out.
Yeah, that didn't believe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, D-Lovely, a.k.a. White Nancy, thank you for calling in. You know I ain't never going to give that up. Thank you for calling
in. You know
what,
I'm good with it.
You know what, you're a good, as far as talking politics, you're very good. I just want you to know, maybe you should have your own show. Maybe one day you should lead this show and just come up with different topics you want to talk about, because all we're doing is discussing.
That's true.
I think we would be good.
We'll work on that, you and I. We'll give it a chance.
Yeah, because I don't know how I'm gonna be on the opinion side. I might not be a good guest. So I got
you
practice
better
that
be
in.
Doggone it.
Well, you know I'm gonna be up on it because I look at the news all day long.
Yeah, you stay up. So I can't wait when I'm retired and I'll have more time to look at the news and get involved in more parts of the news rather than just things that are happening in our immediate country. I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm. And you take care of yourself. Stay safe, as always. Know I love you. Miss you too. I miss you on Thursdays. Oh, I miss you on Thursdays because you miss good artists. I got this jazz lady. I got this jazz lady from. She does jazz. And she's in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
The chick is so bad. I can't wait to have her on the show.
I cannot wait
to have her on the show. That's I've been so busy with that show. It's crazy.
I understand.
So, and I'm doing a tribute this week, musically, to my favorite group. Yeah. So, I'll be doing that for 2 hours on Thursday.
Okay. All right.
All right, then, D-Lovely. You take care of yourself for another week, and I love you.
I will.
Talk to you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.